Father, may your presence be upon your people. May this word become anointed. May it get into their hearts, get into their spirits. May it bring life to their life. May it cause their body to come alive. May their spirits jump. May this word become alive. May we live it. May we breathe it. May we move it. May it have its being on the inside of us. We love you, we worship you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name. And I believe that there's going to be another time in the service tonight where God is going to come in. And we don't lay hands, obviously, every Sunday night. We don't do every Sunday night. We do as the Holy Ghost leads. But I believe there's a time when the Holy Ghost is going to come in with His presence tonight. Are you guys with me? Go with me, put on the screen Nehemiah chapter number 2, verse number 14. And I want to ask you to have patience with me as I kind of like just preaching this out of my spirit. Zerana, Zerana. But for me, go for it from verse 12. Nehemiah chapter number 2, verse number 4, verse number 12. So it was. No, 2. Chapter number 2, verse number 12. Chapter number 2, verse number 12. Is that it? Okay. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I'm going to preach revelation, guys. That's why I mentioned earlier. So I want your spirits to be attuned, because I'm not going to theologically point by point. Is that okay? We do that in the morning, in the evening, we do revelation. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Nor was there any animal with me, except the one which I rode on, which was a donkey. Are you guys with me? Next verse. And I went out by night through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuse gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down, and its gates which were burned with fire. Next verse. Then I went on to the fountain gate. Say with you, the fountain gate. And to the king's pool. Say with you, the king's pool. But there was no room for the animal under me to pass. Change me to the NIV version, if you can. NIV version on verse 15, this verse. Is this the NIV? Or do we have message version? Go for it to the message version. I'm just looking for one word to show you. Yeah. So I crossed to the fountain gate and headed to the king's pool, but there wasn't enough room, say with me, donkey, for the donkey I was riding to get through. So Nehemiah is saying, are you guys with me? Nehemiah is saying, I went to the fountain gate, to the place where the king's pool is at, but I could not pass through the gate, through the fountain gate, because of the donkey that was on me. Are you guys with me? Next verse. So I went up to the valley in the dark, continuing my inspection of the wall. I came back in through the valley gate. Stop there for me. Say with me, the valley gate. Say with me, the fountain gate. And say with me, the king's pool. Say with me, the donkey. I know it is a lot, but just stay with me. Is that okay? I promise you, tonight's message is going to unlock something in you. I promise you, I'm not going to take this from where you think I'm going to go. Are you guys with me? So he said, listen, let me explain what the scripture says. He said, I was riding on my donkey and I got to the fountain gate where there is the king's pool, but I could not get through the fountain gate because of the donkey underneath me. So I went another way and I went to the valley gate, and there I went through. And he said he went through the valley gate. He went to the valley and then he found the valley gate and he went through. Now, if you understand the whole principle of, or how can I say it like this? If you understand the picture here that is happening, the fountain gate was a rich gate. It says when you go through there, you get to the place that is called the King's Pool. Are you guys with me? The King's Pool speaks of prosperity. It speaks of royalty. It speaks of greatness. But Nehemiah said, I cannot get through the fountain gate because of the donkey that was under me. And I decided to go through another gate. Many times people don't go through the right gate because they are holding on to a donkey that is underneath them. Because of a donkey, he said, I cannot get to prosperity. I have to go to the valley gate. Listen, you don't understand yet. Every time the Bible speaks of the valley, it speaks of battles and wars that happens in the valley. King David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So Nehemiah, instead of going through the fountain gate to the place of prosperity, to the place where the king's pool is at, he went another long way and found the valley gate, the place of warfare, and went through that place. Many people are stuck and they're going through a place of warfare and battles because they are unwilling to let go of the donkey. It does not say that he could not enter into the fountain gate. It says he couldn't enter because of the donkey. He was sitting on the donkey, and because of him not wanting to let go of the donkey, he could not enter through a gate of prosperity that God has provided for him. Listen. There are people who can actually see far. There's people even in this place, you can see your destiny, you know your future, but you cannot get there because you are unwilling to let go of something. May it be worldly friends, may it be anger, may it be unforgiveness, may it be pride, may it be money, whatever it might be, you are unwilling to let go of that thing. And there are people, believers, even in this place, that should have been at a place now. How can I say it like this? They should have been much, much further where they are right now. But because they took a detour and went through the valley gate, they were delayed because they were unwilling to let go of the donkey. Are you guys with me? Say with me, I'm letting go of the donkey. Listen. Say, let it go. Look at your neighbor and say, let go of your donkey. A donkey always in scripture speaks of small distractions. I'm going to say it again. A donkey in scripture speaks of small distractions. Are you guys with me? King Saul, father, said to him, listen, go to this place and go and look for my lost donkeys. And Saul went to look for the lost donkeys and he couldn't find the lost donkeys. And he said, let us go back to our father. But then they walked, somebody told them, listen here, there's a man of God in the city by the name of Samuel, a prophet, that not one of his words will fall to the ground. Every word he speaks comes true. Let's go to him. And Saul said, but wait, we cannot go to him without a gift. And they said, but we don't have bread, we don't have food, we have nothing, but wait, we have a quarter of shekels on us. Let us take a fourth of shekel. Let us take this to the man of God, to the prophet. Let us go to him. You see Saul going to Samuel, and Samuel said to Saul, listen, he said to Saul, don't worry about the donkeys. The donkeys are here and it is there, that place, and you will find it when you go back. But you are called to be a king. I don't know if you guys are with me. Samuel said, listen here, you are worried about donkeys, yet your calling is to be a king. You are worried with distractions, small things that distracts you, small things that takes your distraction away, yet you are called to be a king, a royal person of royalty, but you are worried about donkeys. There are people that are worried about these small things, and they're holding on to small things, and they're not entering into the purpose and the destiny God has for them. Are you with me? Are you guys with me? Listen, the valley gate, it says this. If you read in verse 12, we're not going to go there now, it's fine. If you study the scripture, you'll see that as he went through the valley gate, though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, it's a tough place. It was not, when you go through the fountain gate where he was supposed to go through, you would have entered right by the king's pool. Prosperity, luxury, royalty. Yet he had to go take a detour getting through the valley gate. In order for him to get to the valley gate, he had to go through a dung gate. D-U-N-G. Are you guys with me? How many of you know what dung is or not? Okay. Huh? Poop. Dung. Say with me, dung. Dung happens, eh? Okay. He had to go through a dung gate to get to the valley gate, which means when you miss the destiny that God has for you because you're holding onto a donkey, something that is distracting and holding you back. I don't know if you guys understand it with me. Life will force you to go through the dung gate, then the valley gate, and you're wondering, why has it taken 15 years or 10 years for something to come to pass? Let go of the donkeys. Let go of the distractions. Let go of the small things that is pulling you back. Listen, 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 listen. Moses, God said to Moses, Moses was a man who led his people, who led God's people out of Egypt, led them through the ocean. Are you guys with me? Red Sea. Led them through the wilderness. Yet God came to him and said, Moses, do you see that land Canaan there? And Moses said, yes, I see the promised land. And God said, you will not enter it because of your anger. Moses did everything, did every work, get them out of Egypt, got them through the wilderness, got them through the Red Sea. But yet, and he even saw the promised land. You can sit here and see the destiny. And God said to Moses, you will not enter it because of your anger. Because he was angry at the rock. There might be one thing, it might be, say with you, one thing, which is your donkey. It might be anger. It might be unforgiveness against a family member. It might be lust. It might be your inability to give. It might be, say with me, unforgiveness. And people are unwilling to let go of one thing. And they miss their destinies. Because they are stubborn. They will hold onto the thing. They will listen to no one. They will not even listen to God. And they will, and then they find themselves 10 years later at the same place. Or they've gone through unnecessary warfare and battles at the valley gate. Are you guys with me? Listen, listen. Let me go with me to Genesis chapter number 2. 22. Go for it to Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 1. Are you guys understanding so far? And I said to you, August, September, October, November is going to be the best months for ECC. I promise you. You have to say within yourself, I will not fail to get to the king's pool because of a donkey. I am not going to let one thing hold me back to the promise that God has for me. God wants you to get to the king's pool. He wants you to get to a place where the fountain gate, the fountain speaks of overflowing. It speaks of a place of overflow. Are you guys with me? It speaks of a place of refreshing. It speaks of a place of refreshing, of overflow. It is the fountain gate, but so few cannot go through the place. Wait, before we go to Genesis 22, go with me to, let me just check. I think it is. Zera Ramandios Keteleva. Zera Luke. Luke 13, verse number, let me just check, hold on. Luke 13, verse number 24. Let me just check here. In verse number 24. Put for me in the NIV. NIV. Just for the wordplay. Make every effort, say with me, every effort, to enter through the narrow door. because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to do so. I know the scripture speaks of salvation. Is it okay? But there are many doors and gates. There's a gate to prosperity. There's a gate to spirituality. There's a gate to your deliverance. There's a gate to business. There's a gate to your promised land. And he says, the Bible says, do every effort to get into that gate. Because many will not be, will try to enter and they will not be able to enter. Listen to me, Nehemiah didn't go through that gate because the donkey held onto him. He didn't go through that gate because the donkey held onto him. He couldn't go through that gate because he held onto the donkey. Are you guys with me? Many times people say, the devil is holding me. The devil is binding me. But they're holding on to the devil. They're holding on to something they don't want to let go. Are you with me? Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter number 22. There are many, many gates. Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 1. And I say to you, on Sunday nights, we just flow. Put me on a New King James version, New King James. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son. Say with me, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. Next verse. So Abram rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey. Say with me, his donkey. Come on, people, say with me, his donkey. Amen. And took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood from the burnt for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Listen. I don't know if the people are going to be ready for this. We'll see now. Say with me, he split the wood. He took the wood in the city, not at the mountain. Are you with me? Which I'll show you, I'll tell you now. You do not take wood from the city, you take wood from the mountain. But he took wood from the city to take it to the mountain. He took from an area that he lacked in to take to an area where there's a lot. I will get you now. I'll show you now. Listen. Next verse. Then on the third day, Abram lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Next verse. And Abram said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. Say with me, the donkey. He said, stay here. Stay here with the donkey. For me and my son, my son and I will go yonder, will go further and worship, and we will come back to you. When you hold onto a donkey, you are unable to go to a place of worshiping God. Listen. You don't understand that, so let's flip the side coin. Abram never went to worship God. He went to sacrifice his only begotten son. When you come to the place of seeing giving as worship, I don't know why the people are so dead. It is okay. It's either a good message or it is a bad message. Okay. Abram had a revelation that his giving of his only begotten son, the one thing he loved, what is that one thing you're holding on to? Or the one thing that might be the dearest to you? And he's saying, listen here, me and my son will go worship. And we will go back to you, but leave the donkey here, because a donkey is not allowed to get to this place. Listen, wait. Only people who give understand that giving is worship, and that they cannot worship God without giving. Only people who know how to, I always used to say it like this, and please, this is not an offering message, we're just going into this route because you didn't understand the other thing. Okay. If I am unable to let go of something, I cannot receive something back. We say with the worship, Abraham saw giving as worship. Let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes. Go through the next verse. Hmm. The Sabbath, the secret of worship is giving. The secret. The Bible says, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is also. How do I give my heart to God? Question mark. But leave it at that. Peter, Jesus was at Peter's boat. He said to Peter, he said, Peter, give me your boat. Jesus got onto Peter's boat. Listen, Peter fished the whole day. He worked the whole day. He was tired and he caught no fish. And yet he still gave up his boat to Jesus. Jesus took his boat, went out onto the waters, stood on his boat and began to preach. And he ministered to others. Then he turned to Peter and he said, now take your boat out and go and catch some fish. Peter had to allow to give something first, and his boat had to first work for others before his boat could work for him. Your giving has to work for somebody else, then it will minister to you. Are you with me? Let's go to Genesis chapter number 22. Which verse are we on? 6. So Abram took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. So his son replaced the donkey. Okay, next verse. But Isaac spoke to Abram, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. Then he said, look. He said, look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Next verse. But Abram said, my son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. I preached to you out of prophetically what this means. He says, the Bible's, if you take that comma away by son, you hear Abram said, my son God, my son Jesus will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So Abram was prophesying about thousands of years in the future, speaking of what would happen. So the two of them went together. Next verse. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abram built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abram, Abram. So he said, here I am. Next verse. Listen. Do not lay your hand on the lad, on your son, or do anything to him. For now I know. Say with me, now I know. This bothers me. This verse here. When I read my Bible, I read it spirit-filled. Is that okay? Okay. Some people look to me like they just read Psalms. That's about it. Now I know. And some, you know, we get, when I'm under the anointing, when I can walk a certain way, I can talk a certain way, is because I'm under the anointing. I don't care. Some people say it's arrogance. They said about David, when David went to slay Goliath, his brother said, what is this pride in your heart? What is this arrogance, this pride that you've come with in your heart? No, I didn't come with pride. David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who shall curse the armies of God? He knew his anointing. Listen. Now I know. So God did not know beforehand. Because God is literally saying to him through the angel of the Lord, okay, Abram, now I know that since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Listen, now I know. So God, didn't you know before? Isn't God all-knowing? Is God not all-powerful and everywhere at the same time? Why does he say, now I know? Your faith, God wants to test us. He wants to see what we are willing to let go. Are you guys with me? Do you have an Isaac to let go of? Your only son from me. Next verse. Then Abram lifted his eyes and looked. And there, say with you, behind him. Eka, just stand here for me. And Lloyd, come stand here for me. And Stefan, stand by Eckhart. like put your arm like, I don't know, around his arm like this. No, yeah. So you're the lamb in a bush, ram in a bush. Okay, huh? Okay. Say with me, wood. Abram, why did Abram bring the wood from the city? The theologians will tell you, don't find wood there, you find wood in the mountains. He took from the place that he was lacking to a place of abundance. Because if he would have cut off from the place of abundance, he might have cut the bush, and his miracle would not have been, his provision would not have been able to be stuck to it. God is looking for something to stick your miracle to. But listen, wait, hold on to him. He says, Abram lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him. Now, you need to look at the words here. Is it okay if we preach like this? We're almost finished. This is how it looks in the Hebrew language. Like, let's say you lift your eyes and you look. And then it says, behind him. It doesn't say he looked behind him. It says behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its thorns. So Abram went and took the ram. Listen, he already, it's like it's behind him. The miracle is behind him. But he lifted up his eyes and looked, which is to signify that he did not look before. When you are willing to sacrifice your Isaac, is the place where your spiritual eyes will open. When you're willing to let go of something, is the place where God will open up your spiritual eyes. You will be able to lift. Listen, whenever the Bible says lift up your eyes, it speaks of spiritual eyes that's open. But God allowing you to see the things that he has for you. So it says Abram lifted up his eyes and looked. He looked this way, but yet he could see the ram that was behind him. Even though he passed his miracle, it was behind him. When you are willing to give up your Isaac, even if you pass your miracle and you don't see it because you have not looked yet and your eyes were not open and you have passed it, your miracle and your provision will get caught in a bush waiting for you to get turned, to turn around to look at it. But it is only for those that is able and willing to offer up their Isaac, to let go of something. Are you guys with me? Listen. Listen, so Abram went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering instead of his son. Next verse. And Abram called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. Between this verse and the King James Version. Because it's not the right language. So, and Abram called the name of that place, Jehovah Jireh. Say the Jehovah Jireh. You know, we say Jehovah Jireh, my provider. It's the wrong interpretation. It says, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. That's what Jehovah Jireh means. What shall be seen? Provision, the promise, everything that God has for you. But listen, this promise of Jehovah Jireh is not for everybody. It was to Abraham. It was to those who are willing to offer up their Isaac. I see people singing on the stage, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And I'm thinking, did you give up your Isaac that you can sing that? Have you come to a place where you begin to sacrifice the very thing that you love and you say it is an act of worship? I'm going to go worship God and I'm going to come back. Hey, God, you can sit down. Say with me, Jehovah Jireh. It is not for everyone. It is for those who are willing to let go of their Isaac. Are you guys with me? Say with me, I'm going to let go of my donkey. I want to go to verse. Let me just check here. Go with me to verse number. Listen, look what happens. I'll close with this and we'll pray for you. Look what happens to people who are saying, I will sacrifice the thing that I love. I will give up the thing that I love. It might be an Isaac. To some it might be money. To some it might be time. To some it might be they're holding on to anger. To some they're holding on to onto a relationship, to others, they're holding onto unforgiveness against the parents or unforgiveness against something that happened years ago. And God is saying, listen, just let it go. You have delayed yourself already so much. And those who are willing to say, I will leave the donkey behind, because Abram did two things. Number one, he said to his servants, he said, stay here with the donkey and me and my son will go worship. Are you guys with me? You mean like kill your son? No, he said worship. Worship and giving, you cannot separate the two. Do not tell me a believer is worshiping God and they are unable to give their time, to give their energy, to give their money, to give something into the kingdom of God. Are you guys with me? Go with me to verse 15. Great. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time. And we'll get to angelic encounters towards the end of the year. Here we see that the thing that activated an angelic visitation was Abram's act of giving. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time, next verse, and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because you have done this thing and has not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess, so they possess the gate of your enemies. Next, not on the next verse. Stay on this verse, but put on message version. Put on the message version. Listen to what happens to somebody that is saying, I'm willing to let go of the donkeys and I'm willing to sacrifice my Isaac. The only way into your destiny is to give up the very thing that you love. I have shared with many, and even our school of discipleship and school of mentorship, how I was sent out into ministry. I served for 10 years. And I had to give up my desire for my own ministry. I was traveling all around South Africa at that time already. But I had to die to that ministry and submit to my spiritual father. Until God came and spoke to him, and I was released. But it did not happen until I killed my dream. It happened after 10 years where I had a vision. And I just said, okay, I will give it up. I will give up my desire to have a ministry. And I'll serve as a pastor or something on a ministry team. The moment I made the decision was the moment that God released us and sent us out into ministry. Are you guys with me? Listen to what the message version is saying. I'll bless you. Say with me, oh, how I will bless you. Now listen, if God is saying, I will bless you, oh, how I will bless you, you must know you're going to be blessed. If even God is asking himself, In a way we say, how I will bless. If you only know how I'm going to bless you now. If you only know how I'm going to multiply you now. That happens to those who are willing to give up their Isaac, who are willing to let go of the donkeys. Say, it is time to let go of the donkeys. Listen, stand to your feet, wherever you are, say you are. Pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, tonight I ask of your forgiveness for any unforgiveness, for any form of bitterness in my life. The person that hurt me, I let them go. I release them tonight. Where they've pained me, where they've hurt me, I release them. I let them go. Release me tonight. I let go of this donkey. Let me enter into the fountain gate, the king's pool. Right now, I let them go. In Jesus' name.